What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm Chaz Henry. There are quite a few military museums in the U.S. where you might happen upon a displayed Medal of Honor, along with the story of who earned it and how. A newly opened exhibit, though, has pushed the geographic boundaries of that sort of thing. 175 miles southwest of Dublin, Ireland, you'll now find a Medal of Honor museum highlighting the stories of people of Irish heritage who've been presented America's highest award for valor in combat. ConnectingVets.com reporter and Air Force vet A.J. Janicek talked with Ron Hauko, who heads the American Legion post in Kinsale, Ireland, which has set up the Irish Veterans Medal of Honor Museum.
Ron, tell us about the Medal of Honor you'll have on display and some of the history behind it.
This medal will be our main exhibit at the Irish Museum. And it belongs to an Irishman that served in the United States Navy. He was Michael Gibbons. He immigrated to America with his father, and they grew up in New York. And he's quoted as saying that one of the best decisions of his life was to join the United States Navy. And he was stationed aboard the USS Nashville. He was part of the Spanish-American War in 1898. And if you read about the Spanish-American War, and it would have been the battle cry, well, remember the Maine, the hell with Spain. The USS Maine sunk in Havana Harbor in Cuba with a loss of 274 sailors' lives. If you read some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, there was a gentleman named Randolph Hearst, and he ran the newspapers in California. Historians tell us that he saw this as a way to sell newspapers. So he started writing all these stories that the Spanish who had invaded Cuba were responsible for the sinking of the Maine. But they'll tell you, as of even today, they can't tell you the exact cause of that ship sinking. But Hearst said the Spanish had done it after invading Cuba.
And the effect of the media on public opinion was pretty strong. What happened?
So President McKinley declares war. A couple months later, the Nashville and its sister ship, its escort ship called the USS Marblehead, had this fleet out of Florida down to start the war of the Spanish-American War down in Cuba. If you read about Michael Gibbons's citation for his Medal of Honor, when Michael Gibbons volunteered for what's called a suicide mission, they were going to go into Cienfuegos. And if you look at Cuba, the southwest, you have Gitmo or Guantanamo Bay, the one piece of land that America still owns. And if you keep going the south coast there, you go into Cienfuegos, the Bay of Pigs, you remember that from the Cuban Missile Crisis, and then come up and around is Havana Harbor. Well, Cienfuegos was a heavily guarded communication port. And in 89, this is about 2 years before Mr. Marconi perfected the long-range radio transmission. So marine cables or underwater communication cables were the quickest way for Cuba to communicate with other islands or the outside world. So the idea was on this raid was to ask for men that were single to volunteer, and the word suicide mission was mentioned. So on a misty Monday, May 11th, 1898 morning, pre-dawn, stealth mode, still tethered to their main ships, about 50 meters apart, five of these longboats set out on a fishing expedition with grappling hooks. So those guys set out on their suicide mission. They dragged up one of these cables, and they were surprised to find that the it took almost every man aboard these boats to pull these cables, wrestle them up over the gunwales or the sides of these longboats. And they were shocked to find that the mighty sledgehammer and chisel of the blacksmith could not sever a 3-inch diameter lead encased marine cable, that they were going to have to use hacksaws as the tool of the day. They had this third cable, a smaller diameter cable, damaged but not severed. The commanders decided, with 2 men killed and 18 men between these 2 main boats that were doing all the cutting, that they would set that cable back down into the ocean and let the salt water finish the job for them. And it did.
When did Michael Gibbons receive his Medal of Honor, and was he the only recipient of the medal?
A year or two later, 38 men received the Medal of Honor for their bravery on that raid on Cienfuegos. They all received the Medal of Honor in the White House from President McKinley. And as a token of appreciation for a job well done, they all received a piece of this cable as a token of appreciation. Now, all of this donating of this 120-year-old Medal of Honor is through a nice lady, and Michael Gibbons was her great uncle. Her name is Mary Higgins, and she's from Westport County, Maine. Good friend now. Mary told me that when she was growing up, her father used to give her bedtime stories about the bravery of their uncle. And in America, we would call this a show-and-tell day. Mary's much older brothers and sisters took this piece of cable to school to tell her school, or to tell their schoolmates about their brave uncle. And Mary can tell you the name of the teacher that kept that piece of cable. I wonder where that piece of cable is today.
The Irish Veterans Medal of Honor Museum is now open to the public in Kinsale, Ireland, but this isn't something that just happens overnight.
We were selected a few months ago to have the honor of becoming the first Medal of Honor Museum located outside of the United States. Now, through my American Legion, on the 4th of July in 1999, we had a graveside ceremony for an Irishman in Newport, County Mayo, that had laid for 66 years in an unmarked grave as a Medal of Honor recipient. Now, if you take that the first Medals of Honor were presented in the 1860s during the American Civil War, the first U.S. Army Medal of Honor was presented to an Irishman from County Roscommon. He was Brigadier General / Medical Surgeon Bernard Irwin. And if you take the 1860s up to 2018, and they estimate in that time frame between 20 and 23 million men and women have honorably served in the U.S. military. And during that entire time, Irish men and women have honorably served in the U.S. forces. But if you take that amount of time and that amount of people and consider that only 3,500 medals of honor have been presented, you see how very special, you know, the Medal of Honor is. And of that 3,500, well over 600 of those Medals of Honor have been presented to the recipient's next of kin. They were killed in action while performing their bravery. And just under 300 of those medals have been presented to men born outside of the United States. And of the 298 Medals of Honor of those men that have immigrated and adopted America, 253 Irishmen have received 258 Medals of Honor. Of the 19 two-time recipients, something historians have told us will probably never happen again, 5 of those were Irish.
That's Army veteran Ron Hauko. The American Legion post he leads in Kinsale, Ireland, has just opened a Medal of Honor museum telling the stories of those Irish-American recipients of America's highest award for valor in combat. He was talking with ConnectingVets.com reporter A.J. Janicek.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.